Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
Rescue and recovery efforts have been slowed by Tropical Storm Grace.
Desperation deepens in Haiti.
Parts of North Carolina will spend weeks cleaning up after Fred.
Flash floods slam North Carolina. Wildfire smoke linked to higher COVID death rates. Plus,
tonight the Biden administration is reversing a Trump-era policy and will ban a common pesticide from use on farms.
EPA finally bans toxic pesticide linked to brain damage in children.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Chlorpyrifos has been used on numerous fruits and vegetables.
What has?
Chlorpyrifos.
I think she means chlorpyrifos. But, you know, they don't pay me millions of dollars like they do Nora O'Donnell. This is your Green News Report.
Chlorpyrifos.
Okay, Desi Doyen, no matter how you pronounce it, it's a very good thing that the Biden administration has finally banned it. Unfortunately, we got a lot more to cover today as well.
Indeed, we do. First off, in Western Haiti, desperation is growing among tens of thousands rendered homeless by a devastating 7.2 magnitude earthquake because rains and floods from Tropical Storm Grace have seriously slowed delivery of basic aid like food, clean water, and shelter as the risk of waterborne diseases rises. Here in the U.S., in North Carolina, as we go to air, dozens are missing after Tropical Depression Fred dumped more than a foot of rain in a single day on Tuesday. The National Hurricane Center has warned the northeastern U.S. of the risk of new flooding from Fred and also potential impacts from Tropical Storm Henri, which could bring even more rain, floods, and storm surge in coming days.
Fred, then Grace, then Henri. 1, 2, 3 in a row.
Remember, the hurricane rating system only covers wind speeds, not flood risk, and inland flooding is the leading cause of storm-related deaths in the United States. In Europe, the ring of wildfires around the Mediterranean show no signs of slowing down amid persistent heat and drought. A wind-driven wildfire has turned deadly in France. At least one person is confirmed dead after a new wildfire broke out in Saint-Tropez. Fires are now burning in parts of Portugal, Spain, Italy, Albania, Bulgaria, Macedonia, Greece, Turkey, Morocco, Algeria, and Israel.
Wow, and you didn't even mention the United States.
Well, speaking of the United States, in Northern California, the Caldor Fire near Lake Tahoe continues to grow explosively, forcing new evacuations after it tripled in size in just 24 hours on Wednesday. Climate scientists warn that man-made global warming is increasing wildfire frequency and intensity.
Now I'm sorry I even mentioned the U.S.
You're going to be even sorrier now. A new study concludes that smoke from wildfires contributed to a significant increase in COVID-19 cases and deaths in Oregon, California, and Washington in 2020. Harvard researchers calculated that without the wildfire smoke, there might have been about 20,000 fewer COVID-19 cases and nearly 800 fewer COVID deaths in those states.
Wow.
That's because wildfire smoke contains extremely high levels of a very dangerous kind of air pollution, particles so tiny they can lodge in the heart and lungs, substantially compromising the ability to fight off the virus. That's according to Dr. Pyle Coley of Crem2 News in Washington.
Actually, more likely to catch COVID if you live in an area with a lot of wildfire activity. It increases the inflammation in the lungs because it reduces the immunity because the lungs are so busy fighting the particulate matters that they're not as good at fighting COVID.
Well, that's just fantastic news upon fantastic news for those of us living out west.
Some good news. In a victory for Alaskan tribes, a federal judge this week threw out permits for a controversial oil project on public lands in Alaska's fragile Arctic.
Good for them.
The judge ruled that the Trump administration failed to adequately analyze the project's impact on climate change and wildlife, as required by law.
How unlike them.
Finally, some very good news. In another reversal of a Trump-era policy, the Biden Environmental Protection Agency will ban the common toxic pesticide chlorpyrifos from from use on food crops because it is linked to neurological damage in children. The Trump EPA had overruled federal scientists' warnings and removed barriers to the use of the pesticide, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals noted that the science linking chlorpyrifos to neurological damage like autism and learning disabilities is more than a decade old, and the court ruled the EPA must ban chlorpyrifos unless it could prove that it is safe.
Chlorpyrifos.
The ban takes effect in 6 months.
Don't think all that very good news made us forget about all that very bad news you started with, Desi Doyen. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Don't forget, you can download our reports anytime via Stitcher, TuneIn, Apple, or Google Podcasts. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.